This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We have Danny Cannell coming up at 3:40. Looking forward to that Rangers player show coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. Got a Cowboys question for you. And here's a tease coming up at 3:40. Brian Broaddus maybe can tell you some more about the new Cowboys corners that came in. They've released Zion Childress and Andrew Booth and brought in two new guys. And Broaddus will have some details on that coming up at 3:40. So Quite a lot of football content in here for you around that Rangers interview coming up in about 20 minutes. Still waiting on confirmation for who exactly it is, so stay tuned. But I used to do a bit called Cowboys Gavin where, I'd say at that point I'm super excited about the Cowboys. I'm riding through the streets firing my six shooters. And the last time he rode was 2021. You know, it has been nearly a half decade since I felt confidence that the Cowboys could go do it. Like, hey, they're in this thing. They're in the playoffs. They got good a shot as, you know, anybody. But that 49ers game, it just crushed all belief. And then everything that we've seen since then has just been further confirmation. Cowboys don't know how difficult it is to win the Super Bowl, or they're not trying hard enough. They're just not putting enough good players out there, in my opinion, especially if you're going to win with a quarterback of Dak Prescott's quality, which, by the way, I think is significant. Significant qualities on Dak Prescott. Good player. But not the kind of superhero that could win with less than a good offensive line or a bad running game or a below-average defense, which too often the Cowboys have had multiples of those things when they arrive in January. So I was just kind of thinking, because now the foreseeable future looks like, you know, that 2010 to 2013 run where they're waiting on great draft classes. And now I kind of feel like they've lost their fastball with the draft. Or maybe that Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, Zach Martin combination was so incredible, but it sets a bar super, super high. And I think protected Dak and allowed him the perfect environment to enter the league and start putting together, you know, a Pro Bowl type of resume. So to imagine happening now, I feel like we got to project out at least a couple of years, right? At 877-881-1053. Go ahead, text in. Leave your name and city you're texting from. But let's have an honest conversation about when we think the next time might be where we could be confident about these Cowboys going on a playoff run. Does that involve Dak Prescott's contract running out, getting on the other side of the dead money, and drafting a quarterback who can play at a Pro Bowl level on a rookie contract? Is that where we got to get to?
Yeah,
before we can feel good again.
I think that's the case for sure.
Yeah, because hope comes from the quarterback, really, and I think that we had it with Romo, thinking, okay, finally we've got our next quarterback since Troy. And then you had it with Dak, and there was a lot of heartbreak with Romo's career when it comes to the last game of the season. The division's on the line, and you're falling short. One of those games he didn't play. Matt Castle had to step in because he hurt himself in that Washington game, bringing him back and firing a touchdown to DeMarco Murray. But, yeah, and then you had the Seattle loss. You had the Giants loss. You had the heartbreak of Green Bay. So now you're thinking, like, maybe Dak's the one that can break this curse. Clearly it's not you know, a quarterback curse. It's a Cowboys curse that's going on right now. But I think, yes, I think, you know, and it's not Dak's fault. It's for everything you said. We were out there. We got to see him practice in Oxnard for a week. And I think anybody that's a fan that watches this team on a week-to-week basis, like, you can tell there is a talent discrepancy between the Cowboys roster and when you watch Baltimore play, or you watch, you know, with, certainly with the Eagles, you get to play them twice a year. They're just not quite there. So I do think the next hopium will come from a new franchise quarterback, and hope that maybe this is the guy that can finally get you past that finish line.
And I think I'm willing to believe with Jerry having his current role, it's possible to hit on enough drafts. You know, maybe a couple of these teams over the years have been good enough. They just didn't have things go their way, especially early for Romo. You know, some of the bad luck involved there. You know, the Dez catch, no catch. I still don't know if they could have won that game. But, you know, what if they get that ball snapped against San Francisco and you throw it into the end zone? I think that team could have done it. You know, Dan Quinn had that defense playing well. Like, they stopped San Francisco's offense after those first couple of drives. So I do think it's possible. I don't think I need to see Jerry Jones has moved on. He's selling the team, or he's stepping down and hiring a new GM. I think even as dysfunctional as it is, it's feasible that they could pull it off.
I think for the last 15 years, they haven't had a very good head coach. Mm. I think they're until they get somebody that can go in there. This team is always, when I talk to Gang of Seven, they are always saying, man, that roster, look at the roster. You know, why, you know, and you guys practicing down there? I mean, what's up? What's going on? It's always something to do with the coach. And I just wonder, I'm hoping for
when all those penalties are happening.
I'm hoping for Brian Schottenheimer. Guy, he's such a likable guy. But man, go back and look. 30 years ago, what was it? It was a badass from Oklahoma State, Miami that came in here and had
total control of everything.
Yeah. But to me, he also, I mean, I wish we'd have gotten Bill Parcells, and he got rid of me, and good for him. He was smart to do that. But the thing that Bill, I wish we'd have gotten Bill when he was younger.
Yeah.
Because that would have been, that's what you needed right then.
A difference-making head coach. Yeah, so we need to see signs that shoddy.
You don't need Wade Phillips. You don't need Chan Gailey. You don't need Jason Garrett. You don't need, you know, Mike McCarthy. You know,
I don't think there was a single week we were excited about Jason Garrett throughout his entire 9 years.
No, and even McCarthy was kind of at the end too. He didn't want to work anymore. You know, he just didn't want to work. And so it depends on the type of guy you get. Like, I'd love for this team to have a Dan Campbell, somebody like that. You know. Yeah. Like, even you, we talk
so you
about,
think it's more attitude and commanding the room and energy?
Yeah. I think they've done not every single player has been great that they've drafted or signed or whatever.
Gone cold a little bit too.
But man, I saw Parcells come in here with the roster that we had that was bad for 3 years.
Yeah.
And get that thing in the playoffs. That's what you need. Yeah. You need that guy. And I think that's the thing holding this team back the most.
I think a lot of it starts with Clayton Adams and Connor Riley. And because there was more of an emphasis on X's and O's. And you can get the right coach with demanding excellence, accountability, discipline, energy from a Dan Campbell or, you know, Jimmy Johnson. But I also think you can win by being incredibly likable and having the answers with X's and O's, you know, figuring out a way to give your team an advantage. I think that's a great point. I guess I could see it by the end of the year if we're feeling like, wow, Shoddy's cleaned up the penalties. He's made the team more physical. They're more disciplined. And we're seeing scheme that once they get a top 10 offensive line and a good running back, they'll be able to exploit it.
Man, just give me a difference maker in the playoffs too. Give me the guy that I know my coach is better than your coach today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't had one since Bill.
Yeah.
And that's the people up top that are hiring the coaches.
Oh, that's true. That's absolutely true. I focus on stuff that I could potentially change. That other stuff that you guys focus on, that coach, that general manager stuff, that ain't changing.
Yeah, but I don't know that getting that's the crux next of the coach problem that you want is going to happen.
But
then,
no, the
I
question,
agree with you 100%.
The question was, what's holding him back?
Yeah.
Or when with optimism?
What would make you believe?
That's me, the coach.
Yeah, I'd love the coach.
And it's hard to be a Cowboys fan if I grew up with Tom Landry. I grew up with Tom Landry. That's my guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of guy. And then all of a sudden it went from Tom Landry to Jimmy Johnson. And the fall off was not, it was like, whoa, it was only a couple year fall off there. you know? And next thing you're back in the chips, you know? That just shows you what you could do with a difference-making head coach.
I mean, other than the Eagles and the Giants getting two each, it's mostly dominant quarterbacks with amazing coaches that get this thing done.
As much as I hate Tom Coughlin, that I give him credit for the Giants.
He's a tough son of a gun.
He changed and adapted.
He adapted. He changed. He got lucky. He had a plan. Yeah. But man, he went on the road four straight times and won a Super Bowl doing that.
I'll tell you what else I think, and maybe this is the most realistic thing, is Jerry decides, guys, I'm tired of this. We haven't gone on a magic carpet ride. I'd like to go on another one. And instead of taking all of the profits that we make from this team and buying real estate and oil companies, we're going to buy up a bunch of free agents here about 2-3 years in a row until we win it. And future the salary cap, you guys can figure that out. Because, you know, after this championship, it'll be fine to have a couple of losing seasons. I don't know if Jerry has that gear left in him. I do think Jerry is at a point where maybe he looks at what's the end of my legacy is.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Growing this family wealth from, I think Stephen A. Smith estimated family wealth at $16 billion. Can we go to hundo? You know, can I make high leverage moves in the stock market and investments to explode our family wealth? I think he probably looks at that as a better use of the profits from the Cowboys than trying to get a fourth Super Bowl before he's done. But I'd love to be proven wrong on that. And I think he is competitive enough. You got to be getting annoyed with watching Steven run this thing like it's a mutual fund, for crying out loud. Let's put some freaking risk in this thing and actually go for it. But, you know, the bar in the NFL is much higher these days. You can't just, you know, try to wade in there. You got to go with both feet.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too, especially with the way teams are approaching it these days. Teams like the Eagles, where they are willing to overextend themselves in the short term and pay the price years later. And so it's hard to compete with teams like that if you don't have an unbelievable quarterback, Mahomes-level quarterback, and Andy Reid-level coach. It's going to be tough to compete with that if all you're really doing to team build is the draft, which is the ultimate crapshoot. Like you can be really good at drafting, and you're still talking about a coin flip situation.
The way it's structured, you can keep just pushing it out into the future, and you can borrow more than eventually the bill that you're paying. So as long as you structure it and stagger it right, the only thing stopping Philadelphia from just continuing to do this is cash flow. Because they sold the 10%. Right now the NFL will only let you do that once.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe there is an end of the line, but as they win so much, now they're increasing their revenue, their season ticket prices, their merchandising. So
beer sales.
You know, Lurie might come up with a way of creating the revenue stream to allow them to continue to just financially dominate the league and build a roster way better than others. You know, and whoever the quarterback happens to be at that time, whether it's Carson Wentz or Foles or Jalen Hurts, you get to be an MVP candidate along at the same time, even though you're just average. All righty. If you're Micah right now, would you think, man, I'm probably not going to get a sack against the Eagles anyway? Or is he thinking, boy, I got to play in Philly so all my buddies can see me? How would you think he'd be looking at that one?
I went back and watched the Eagles game last year that was played at AT&T Stadium. The guy that was it was hard for Philadelphia to block was Overshown.
Was he?
Yeah, Overshown was making a lot of plays. And to me, but they were double and triple teaming Mike in this game. And so it kind of allowed for some others to feed a little bit. But I think he knows playing against Lane Johnson and playing against Jordan Mailata.
Yeah.
And then having to deal with Dallas Goedert hitting him in the ribs every once in a while. This is a tough matchup for him.
So he's flying out of the state today to get a medical opinion on the back, a second opinion on the back, which allows him to slip that week one and then get a 9-day between, you know, week one and week two to fully get ready. I think it can make a lot of sense for him to sit this one out and let the Cowboys feel the pain of not having him against their biggest rival.
Yeah, yeah, especially if he can find a way to do it while still making the game check, which is what he's clearly efforting to do right now. I don't know if he'd be willing to do that if he feels like he's actually going to lose that, whatever it is, $1.5 million.
Yeah, I think it's like game. 1.3 or something like that.
Yeah, 1.3.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, he's carrying himself like a guy who is not intending to play.
That's for sure. And, you know, how does Jerry Jones take that if a guy, you know, manipulates the medical system? Like, Jerry doesn't even want to let Mozzie Smith go because there's guaranteed money that he's going to give him, right? You won't let a head coach go, whether it's Jason Garrett or Mike McCarthy, in his final year because you don't want to pay two coaches. What's it going to feel like when a player takes $1.3 million and is actively pulling against, you know, playing? For me, I think Jerry might look at that as being disloyal to him, mm-hmm. might look at that as unethical. And from Micah's perspective, you can look back on it and say, you've done a bunch of unethical stuff. This is warfare. But we're talking about how Jerry Jones could react to that and the potential of, you know, them changing course with their decision to not listen to trade offers. I guess that's what I'm hoping for right now.
I mean, I was just looking at the timeline for Ramsey in Jacksonville, and he was also a Mulligetta client. And he started the season with them, and then there was a huge sideline outburst, and he requested a trade, and then he misses three games. One of them he was saying, I got the bad back. Another one he says, I've got the flu, I'm sick. And then eventually Jacksonville got the trade to L.A., and then everything's miraculously fine with Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, he'd be fine if he signed. He'd be fine if he signed.
Yeah, I'm sure he would be, and I'm sure that if the Cowboys decided, you know what, we are done here, and we'll talk to the Packers.
What did Jalen Ramsey want at that time? Did he want a new contract, or did he want to be traded?
He wanted a new contract, and then after a meeting with Jacksonville, it became apparent he wasn't going to get the money that he wanted. So then he formally requested a trade. Then he missed three games, and then they ended up trading him. But during the missing of the three games, he had the back injury and then also the flu mixed in there.
So he didn't miss game checks.
Well, that's genius work from you, Wolchuk. That kind of spells out exactly where this thing is heading.
That's Mulligetta's client, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's your plan. There you go.
So how do you think Jerry reacts to that? You've been in rooms with him.
No, he's not going to be happy at all. I mean, he's not happy right now. Like I said, it's a bad situation all around. Jerry was wrong. Players wrong. So they've all had a hand in this one.
Are you with me just wishing that they decide to trade him?
I think there's people in the organization that would absolutely just want to move on from him, that they don't want to pay him the $40 million. I think it's difficult to replace a player like that myself.
Well, yeah, and there's no replacing him right now. You trade him for draft picks. Like, that doesn't help you for this team. So everybody in that locker room is like, gosh dang,
that's what we're doing?
You clearly don't think we're going to be doing much winning right now.
Yeah, the thing that you got some really good news on Diggs coming back. You know, that Diggs injury looked like that might be October before you would get him to play. Now there's a possibility that he could play maybe week one, week two. Man, you finally got some really good news about your corner situation. Where all of a sudden, Diggs is playing outside. Elam's playing the other side, and you got Bland in the slot. Now you can match up. Now you're going to be okay. But now you got your best pass rusher, one of your best players, in a contract dispute.
If you moved him, I mean, how much better are we feeling if we get more good news on Overshown? And now you've got another guy that's capable of blitzing and rushing the passer and just another element on your defense that causes a problem.
To be honest with you, I think what we'll have to do is we have to cobble some of these sacks together with Fowler and Ezeraku and Nealon. And we're going to have to find a way we're going to come up with 15 sacks. Somehow, some way, we're going to have to come up with 15 of them.
And a buttload of pressures.
Yeah, that's what that guy gives you.
Yeah, he's forcing double team and triple teams all the time. Yeah. Where are you on the idea that the Cowboys should acknowledge we're in a rebuilding mode? Or do you think it's possible that enough surprises happen to put this team in contention this year?
I think your division is going to be difficult to win. And I don't know if that puts you in rebuilding mode, but I think that the thing that I like what they did with the guard. I think going out and trying to get Pickens, I thought that was a really, really good move, you know, to try and help them. I think their offense is very capable. The defense is terrifying now. And if Micah was in there, I'd feel a lot better about it because of the news, like I just said, we got with the secondary. I think Matt Eberflus is capable of kind of masking some things and smoke and mirrors some things. But man, this is going to be tough if Micah Parsons ain't playing, because he's a difference maker out there, you know. I kind of feel like I don't think it's a rebuilding thing. I think you're gonna the biggest problem is the inexperience of your head coach. That's the biggest problem, I think, right now.
Yeah, inexperience of a head coach and your neglect of safety, linebacker, defensive tackle for two decades now is really coming to roost. You're not physical enough, and can win like that. You don't have to be a physical defense to win. Yeah. There's been examples of it. It's just very, very difficult.
Yeah, they lost out.
I don't want to go through all of this and have, you know, really get whooped by the agent for a situation trying to save a season that's not worth saving. You know, we can move on from this, draft players that, you know, maybe plug gaps. We have good young pass rushers. Like, even without Micah Parsons, it's not the biggest shortcoming on your team.
Yeah, but to me, he could be a difference maker.
Sure.
Yeah, he's supposed to make up for all those holes at linebacker and safety.
I'm watching the Eagles game, they're triple teaming him, and who gets home? You know, Overshown gets home. So, yeah,
and even Micah had two sacks in that game.
Yeah.
All right, we got to run. Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. We'll get more Cowboys news coming up next year. It's the GBAG Nation, the fam.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.